Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. From Hal Turner Radio Show, this was on the third Saturday. The Iraqi parliament is calling to ditch the U.S. dollar for oil. Days later, U.S. airstrikes. The finance committee in the Iraqi parliament made a statement on the 31st of January calling for the sale of oil in currencies other than the United States dollar, aiming to counter U.S. sanctions on the Iraqi banking system. 2 days later, U.S. airstrikes were done on Iraq and Syria for retaliation allegedly in connection with the deaths of three U.S. soldiers. We didn't bomb heavily for the death of three soldiers. There's always going to be casualties. Was it retaliation for the soldiers, question mark, or was it a message to the Iraq parliament, about leaving the U.S. dollar? Or could it be both? The U.S. Treasury still uses the pretext of money laundering to impose sanctions on Iraqi banks. This requires a national stance to put an end to the arbitrary decisions, a statement stated. Imposing sanctions on Iraqi banks undermines and obstructs central bank efforts to stabilize the dollar exchange rate and reduce the selling gap between official and parallel rates, it added. The Finance Committee affirmed its rejection of these practices due to their repercussions on the livelihoods of citizens and reiterated its call on the government and the Central Bank of Iraq to take quick measures against the dominance of the dollar by diversifying cash reserves from foreign currencies. Washington imposed sanctions on Iraq Al-Huda Bank this week, under claims of laundering money for Iran. Several other banks have been hit with similar sanctions over the past year. The statement came the same day a senior U.S. Treasury official said Washington expects Baghdad to help identify and disrupt the funds of Iran-backed resistance factions in Iraq. Many observers around the world see a link between the Iraqi parliament calling for leaving the U.S. dollar and the sudden U.S. airstrikes under the pretense of three dead U.S. soldiers in Jordan. Coincidental? As I have been saying in the last week, especially, and before that, the nations that are leaving and no longer going to use the dollar for their currencies in the future are a target of the United States of America. Personally, my view is these strikes were because they have made it clear they're going to Iraq. These nations are going to exit the petrodollar sanction system. And we will retaliate. We are retaliating. We will continue to retaliate. It's not about Iran bombing U.S. bases. War is war. But when Saddam Hussein was going to go to a gold currency, immediately we bombed Iraq. Immediately we divided that country into three provinces: Libya was doing something similar. Immediately Gaddafi was murdered. But now the difference is it's not an isolated country. There are many countries presently abandoning American dollar. These nations will be sanctioned and bombed. And the United States will not admit that the reason for our actions and retaliation is because they are leaving the dollar. It will be a propaganda campaign. American soldiers were killed on American bases. But the fact is, it's about China and Russia's plan and all-out war against the United States to destroy American, the stranglehold of America on the smaller nations of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, in the game. Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
An additional article out of Hal Turner Radio Show. This was on the 4th of February. The Central Bank of Iraq banned 8 local banks from making U.S. dollar transactions on February 4th in an attempt to avoid sanctions and U.S. financial restrictions. A CBD document lists the banned banks as Asher International Bank for Investment, Investment Bank of Iraq, Union Bank of Iraq, Kurdistan International Islamic Bank for Investment and Development, and Al Huda Bank, Al Janoub Islamic Bank for Investment and Finance, Arabia Islamic Bank, and Hammurabi Commercial Bank. Quote, we commend the continued steps taken by the Central Bank of Iraq to protect the Iraqi financial system from abuse, which led to legitimate Iraqi banks achieving international connectivity through the corresponding banking relationships, a U.S. Treasury Department spokesman said on Sunday. The measures come after Iraqi officials met with the U.S. Treasury Department's top sanctions official, Brian Nelson, last week. The Finance Committee in the Iraqi Parliament made a statement on January 31st calling for the sale of oil currencies other than U.S. dollar, aiming to counter U.S. sanctions on the Iraqi banking system. And there are many people who have been following the Iraqi dinar. And when is it going to come live? Is it going to come live? Why is the United States stopping it? Is Iran interfering with the Iraqi dinar? It's an Antichrist plan in the future. It's not going to be triggered now, I don't believe. The only one that has his eyes on it is the coming Antichrist out of the United States of America. This is not going to benefit the people of the world. Just a comment. We are sanctioning the nations that are leaving the petrodollar network. We will sanction them. We will bomb them. We will use weather warfare on them. We will assassinate their presidents, attempt coups of their nations, disrupt their communications. We will interfere with their using, what's the word I'm looking for? We will put in, what is it? To destroy their computer networks. We'll do everything. You're not going to mess with America. The nations cannot mess with the United States of America. Empire is too powerful. But the demise of empire has begun. Russia and China. Now, this was out of yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com. Tucker Carlson, he's in Russia. He left last Thursday. I don't know what day he got into Russia. Last September, there was talk that maybe Tucker would try to visit with Vladimir Putin. Now there's talk that Carlson should not even be allowed to come back into the country. Now, should Tucker Carlson meet with Vladimir Putin, according to this article, that Putin probably will take the direction of the conversation to a journalist, a German investigative journalist. His name is Thomas Roper. And Roper had written an article. Quote, is the document on the destruction of the German economy a fake? I have the whole article here. Is the document a fake? There was a document, according to this gentleman, and I'm going to just highlight briefly, touch on it. A document published early September by Roper. He translated a document that he received for review. The document was according to it as a summary of a study by the very powerful RAND Corporation, dated January 25, 2022, a couple of years ago, states that it would be advantageous for the United States economy and for the preservation of the U.S. supremacy to weaken the German economy because that would strengthen the United States. The Greens, or especially the environmentalists, are specifically mentioned as helpful because they are a very dogmatic party whose leaders, Habeck and Baerbock, would not be able to admit their own mistakes in time because of their personal characteristics and lack of professionalism. So in other words, this was 2 years ago. I have another article that basically is speaking about the same thing. The destruction of the German economy. This is out of Stratfor. Head of Stratfor, a private CIA, says overthrow of Ukraine's Yanukovych was most blatantly a coup, by Barry Satoro. There's an analysis that, what did I do with that article? I have two back to back. Two of them back to back, stuck together, of course. Wouldn't you know? The crisis in Ukraine is not about Ukraine, it's about Germany. This was in February 11, 2022, just before Russia moved troops into Ukraine, right in the center of Russia moving troops into Ukraine, and Russia and China becoming partners on a specific agenda. Right in between, this article was written. The agenda by Russia and China, straight out total war against the United States of America. Crisis in Ukraine is not about Ukraine, it's about Germany. The reason for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. Germany, with access to as much natural gas for industry as she desires, and at the same time with cheap natural gas provided by Russia, Germany's economy had already begun to explode and would have actually left the atmosphere if the United States and other nations had not destroyed those pipelines. I'd read an article a couple of years ago. I did a program a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, about Russia and Germany. They are relatives. They're family. Noah had a son. His name was Japheth. And Noah's son Japheth moved north into northern, northwestern Europe. Russia, Germany, England, Norway, Sweden, Finland. They're brothers. They're family. They're from the seed of Japheth, Noah's son, one of the three. Germany and Russia, should they have become more powerful, there would be no need for NORAD or NATO. There wouldn't be need for the petrodollar. There wouldn't be the need for many things. See if I can find exactly what they would not need. America, empire, couldn't allow it. They could not allow Russia and Germany to become more powerful, because already Germany, well, actually, most of the EU nations other than England were receiving vast amounts of natural gas from Russia. They weren't freezing in the wintertime. So what happens is Empire had to go ahead and trigger Russia into sending her army into Ukraine. America had already had U.S. CIA intel operatives in Ukraine. We, America, had been already involved deeply in Ukraine with many things. It's going to be one of the first digital or completely, what do you call it, 15-minute cities. Everything would be digital. It would be a what everybody's been trying to do. They want to panoptic city, all seeing, all hearing. We were doing biolab research on humans, creating creatures that have big eyes, black eyes, that have no emotion, and not even sure that they are actually human. They might be part other. We don't know what they are. They're hiding all of this evidence. They're hiding the documentation on what these creatures are. They don't seem to have an emotion. They do seem to be pretty much anti-God. But anyhow, this was happening in Ukraine. And Russia could not. It had to be. There had to be a time when America eventually would tell Russia or make a decision to possibly bring Ukraine into NATO, put warheads along the eastern border of Ukraine. Russia had to respond. There wasn't any way, there's no way that Vladimir Putin could allow the United States to strengthen its military command in Ukraine using the old German Nazi families from World War II. So Germany and Russia, they could not be allowed to, Germany especially could not be allowed to utilize Russian gas for her industry. The United States triggering this war in Ukraine ended the possible departure of the European nations from Empire's control. Europe was just to the point of possibly departing from the grip of Empire, and America could not allow it. This is the further strategy of Empire. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be back.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the Exhibit Building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
My towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made my towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of my towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Tucker Carlson visit with Vladimir Putin. Putin is going to want to talk about Germany and why the U.S. had to destroy Germany. Because if Germany were left alone, Russia and Germany would pretty much, there'd be no need for America in Europe. In a world where, according to the article, where Germany and Russia are friends and trading partners, there's no need for the U.S. military bases, no need for expensive U.S.-made weapons and missile systems, no need for NATO. There will be no need to transact energy deals with the United States dollars or to stockpile U.S. treasuries to balance accounts. Transactions between business partners can be conducted in their own currencies, which is bound to precipitate a sharp decline in the value of the dollar and a dramatic shift in economic power. Germany was going to trade with its own currency with Russia. You think the United States is going to allow that? Trading directly, trading with Russia, fuel for goods? No. The European nations trading with Russia for Russian gas and oil? with Franks. Forget the British. The British were never going to go along with it because the British are the part of the occult system that Pilgrim Society that has been directing wars with the Pilgrim Society of New York City since 1902. So there's another gentleman by the name of George Friedman. He was a co-founder of the world's most private intelligence group, Stratfor. Stratfor, or also known as the Shadow CIA. Everything points back to Empire. Chicago Council on Global Affairs, the primordial interest of the United States, over which for centuries we have fought wars, the First, the Second, and Cold Wars, has been the relationship between Germany and Russia, because united there, they're the only force that could threaten the United States and make sure that, and we will make sure that that doesn't happen. To fracture the relationship between Russia and Germany, this report notes, the Obama-Biden regime overthrew the democratically elected government in Ukraine 2024, an overthrow of the Ukrainian government, Stratfor founder George Friedman branded, quote, it really was the most blatant coup in history. So he admitted it. It was a blatant coup by Obama at the behest of the ruling dynasty of the United States of America, a dynasty that is going to assure that it never loses power of the United States and its global tentacles right now. The world is at war with a family. The world is at war with a family that owns a nation, that owns the military, all the branches, that owns and rules SES, Senior Executive Service. A family that has appointed through a president 10,000 people, appointed positions throughout every part of government, from the Bureau of Land Management to water control to what happens in Washington, D.C. This family cannot give up control of its main base of operation, the United States. And the tentacles reached far internationally with World War I, World War II, with the Vietnam War, with the war in Iraq, and Afghanistan, and now Ukraine, and now in the Middle East. The family wants the whole world. It's about dynasties. It's not about a country. The country is ruled by powerful, wealthy people. But at the top of the list, at the top of the pyramid, you have one ruling family that has its fingers in everything. So this gentleman, or this individual, Friedman, he admits that what happened in Ukraine was a blatant coup. And it was by an individual who I believe is deep, deep, deep into the occult, Victoria Nuland. And the Obama, during that 8 years of Obama, most of the individuals in his cabinet, deep into the occult, they're still deep in the occult. Most of them are still in positions of authority, power. So Nuland, she appears this week again in Kiev. She's back. And Dmitry Peskov, he's a top Kremlin spokesman, he said, quote, as a rule, Victoria Nuland's visit in Kiev does not bring anything good. We remember this from 2014 when she was handing out cookies. She's back. What kind of new strategy is going to take place in Ukraine? Then there was an individual, Ukraine Parliament member Oleg Zarov. He stood before his fellow lawmakers and he warned, honorable colleagues, honorable Vladimir so-and-so, it is my role as representative of the Ukrainian people, activists of the public organization, Volya, turn to me providing clear evidence that within our territory, with support and direct participation of the United States Embassy in Kiev, the Tech Camp project is realized, under which preparations are being made for a civil war in Ukraine. This is in 2013. He was warning of Tech Camp, T-E-C-H-C-A-M-P, Tech Camp. Now we're going to see what this is, how they're doing this, how they're overthrowing governments. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we're living makes you say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let
an ever-changing world in which we live in. Live and let die. So, Tech Camp. This is a group that prepares specialists for information warfare and the discrediting of state institutions using modern media. Potential revolutionaries for organizing protests and toppling of the state order. The project is currently overseen and under the responsibility of U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey R. Pyatt. After the conversion of the conversation with the organization Volia, I have learned that they have succeeded to assess facilities in the project. Tech Camp. By disguising as a team of IT specialists. To their surprise, briefings on peculiarities of modern media were held. American instructors explained how social networks and internet technologies can be used for targeting manipulation of public opinion, as well as to activate protest potential to provoke violent unrest on the territory of Ukraine, radicalization of the population, and triggering of infighting. American instructors show examples of successful use of social networks used to organize protests in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya for exposing the American State Department coup project designed to topple governments deceptively named Tech Camp. This report details Ukrainian Parliament member Oleg Sarvarov was targeted for death and fled to Russia. Last October, it saw Ukrainian Nazi regime assassins gravely wounding Sarov with gunshots. Upon recovering, Sarov has kept the world informed about what the Tech Camp project is doing in Ukraine, and yesterday revealed about what they are now doing. Here's what they're doing. The Synod of the Schismatic Orthodox Church of Ukraine decided to exclude the Day of Memory of St. Prince Alexander Nevsky from the church calendar. Let me remind you that at one time, Alexander Yaroslavich was the Grand Duke of Kiev and defender of the Orthodox faith throughout Russia. But schismatics have their own view of history. Such people can even exclude Jesus Christ himself. Not being told to the American people, this report concludes that exact same time in 2013, the socialist Obama regime unleashed Tech Camp project to ignite the civil war in Ukraine. They also unleashed it across the United States in major cities like Philadelphia, whose intended effects of now sees America at the brink of civil war, and aiding the Tech Camp project, specialists in America preparing for, quote, information warfare, the discrediting of state institutions using modern media potential, and accumulating revolutionaries for organizing protests and the toppling of the state order. Tech Camp. This was used then, 2013, 2014. It is being used presently, was used in the election 2020. It is being used today. It is being used against Donald Trump, being used against conservatives, MAGA people, anybody that is an enemy of empire. Tech Camp is in presently conducting the misinformation, disinformation, lies, mistruth. And we are under attack by Tech Camp. And who is Tech Camp? Well, just yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Facebook's launch. In 20 years, the company has grown into a major tool for manipulation, social engineering, and control by the deep state, big business, and Western intel agencies. This was Mark Greenberg Zuckerberg, Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg, who stole Leader Technologies social media from a gentleman by the name of Michael McKibben. And Zuckerberg was going to school with Michael McKibben's son, who was telling Zuckerberg what his father was doing in creating a way in which all basically computer, in a computer world, there would be a way to communicate. It would be called social media. And the theft of social media by Zuckerberg, this is what they do. Zuckerberg is a Rockefeller, and he must be faithful to the dynasty. And he is. And he's one of the wealthiest people in the world. True. But remember, these people all working together with social media in the Google world, Facebook world, etc., they have a common employer. The common employer is a powerful entity from another kingdom. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360KHNC.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
So, now we see Tech Camp. We know what Tech Camp does. They overthrow governments. They cause riots happening right here, not in Ukraine, not in the cities of Europe, not in the nations in the Middle East, but right here in Empire. Tech Camp, the social media, the government, the Stratfor, the deep state CIA, here in the United States of America. We're in the last decade. We're in the time that Christ said that he said that there would be things to look for in the decade before he returned. And yes, there will be rumors of wars, but there would be wars which are taking place. Men's hearts, the things happening in the world, men, grown men, would have heart attacks, fall over dead. The nations, the technology would be so sophisticated that we can trigger earthquakes, volcanoes. We can, like the Pineapple Express that's hitting California presently. We who are knowledgeable, we realize this is man-made weather warfare. This is not natural weather patterns created by solar storms, natural evaporation. No, these are systematic or systems created by the Department of Defense to disrupt economies, to destroy croplands so that there would be famine. This is the type of technology that is in Revelation chapter 13. There's no other chapter in the Bible that I know of that explains modern technology like Revelation chapter 13. There is in chapter 6 of Revelation, there's discussion about plagues, diseases that are not natural. They're man-made. And the way you know that is to the horsemen, these four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is mankind unleashing hell upon his fellow man, creating famines, wars, disease, plagues. These are men, intelligent, well, just mankind, the hatred of mankind toward his fellow man. The wars that are happening in the Middle East are partially because of the rebellion of these nations that are tired of being controlled by the United States. Also, a religion. A religion of death. Islam. It is broken into many different segments. Some segments more violent than the others. Some extremely violent. It's what we're witnessing right now in the Gaza. Others not as violent. Nevertheless, this, we are in the time of these wars that are to come, and some of the wars would be religious wars. We'll visit tomorrow, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll see what transpires overnight.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Returning Saturday, March 2nd to KHNC 1360 AM and every Saturday, March through October, it's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, Saturday mornings, 11 to noon. It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, topic focused, guests from across the country and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call 24/7 to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning, 11 to noon, March through October.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.